China's top official for Hong Kong affairs has denounced pro-democracy activists who plan to launch an open-ended protest in the city later this year if Beijing rejects their demands for genuine democratic reforms. Hong Kong officials who met with Wang Guangyao in Beijing Friday quoted him as saying the supporters of the Occupy Central protest movement are an extremist minority. Occupy Central activists want Hong Kong voters to be able to nominate candidates for the city's next leadership election in 2017. That's the first time the post will be filled by universal suffrage. But Beijing officials have said Hong Kong's constitution, or basic law, does not give the public a right to nominate candidates. Hong Kong government officials agree and plan to formalize them in a reform package to be submitted to lawmakers by March of next year. That package is likely to find support from Hong Kong's pro-establishment Liberal Party. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin recently spoke with its leader, lawmaker James Tien, and asked him what he thinks should happen in the next reform process.
Well, I guess most of the people's wish is finally there's a chance for the 3.4 million registered voters in Hong Kong to cast a vote for the election of the chief executive. They already have the right to elect legislators like myself, but this will be the first time they can elect the chief executive. And I think this is the priority, because if the election reform bill does not pass, what does that mean? That will mean that we will elect our next chief executive like we did in the old ways, which is the old bill, the one that's passed in 2012. The election will be done by 1,200 members of the election committee.
What are the chances that the various factions in Hong Kong and the government will come to an agreement or a consensus on the way that Hong Kong should elect its next chief executive?
Because an amendment on the election bill is considered to be a very important bill, so it needs the passage of two-thirds of the Legislative Council. Right now, we have 70 members. Two-thirds means we would need something like 47 or 48 members. The sort of pro-government or the pro-Beijing side of the members, including myself, there's only 43. So we need about 5 more votes from the pan-democrats to pass, and they have 27 members. So it's now about the government and the central government to negotiate, to discuss whether there's a way that the pan-democrats will accept a position that would let this pass. We need 5 votes from the 27 pan-democrats.
Well, what specific actions would you like to see Beijing take in the coming months to try to get to a consensus?
I think both sides got to give and take a little bit. The pan-democrats wants the nominating committee to take the position that the entry level is so low that anyone basically in Hong Kong can enter. The Beijing side said that although Hong Kong enjoys high degree of autonomy, you're not independent. Therefore, whoever wants to run for the chief executive got to be at least patriotic. The pan-democrats argue that they're all patriotic. They're patriotic to China because we're all Chinese. But they're saying that we're not patriotic to the Communist Party. The Beijing will say that, hey, China is now ruled by the Communist Party for 60 years. Everything is going well. So from Beijing's side of view, the party and the country is the same thing. So they want to have a screening process by saying you should not be anti-Communist Party. That sort of very loose description. That's why they're negotiating. But another point that's worth mentioning is under the basic law, Armenian Constitution, whoever we elect have to be appointed by Beijing at the final stage. Now, we all realize that it would be a disaster if we elect someone at the end, whatever the background is, that Beijing goes to that step and say that, hey, I couldn't accept this guy because he's not patriotic. No one wants to see that. The Liberal Party is basically a business-based party. We just want them to come up with a formula that works. We don't have a strong view. We only have a strong view that we should not status quo, which means to remain the way we were in 2012 and take the one step forward and let the people have a choice. One way we're looking at it is that maybe the pan-democrats can back off a little bit, at least let the first election in 2017 go ahead, let's say without the pan-democrats a candidate. Then after one term in 2022, when the next election come up, that we could improve the system and saying that, okay, after 5 years, everything goes smoothly, then we will let the pan-democrats enter as well. But that's just a suggestion.
Now, I want to ask you about the Occupy Central movement. It's a plan by the pan-democratic camp to block parts of the central business district of Hong Kong Island to put pressure on the government to accept its ideas for democratic reform. How acceptable is that kind of protest for you and the business community?
Well, on the Occupy Central, why are we concerned? Because that's where all our major banks are, our foreign financial institutions are. Basically, what this Occupy Central all about is they just want to have a sit-in. They just want to sit in Central like they want to sit in the whole area of Wall Street. And they're not going to be violent. They just say, I'm going to sit there. And now, of course, what our government is concerned and the business community would be concerned, that it probably will be broadcast by worldwide TV, including CNN, BBC, and that would have negative impact on Hong Kong's sort of image. But whether they will actually cripple the financial institutions, I'm sure we all know nowadays the financial institutions run everything by internet, telecommunication, that sort of thing. You don't really need people physically delivering things, walking around in the streets in Central. But still, we're concerned about that.
Hong Kong Liberal Party leader James Tien speaking with Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin. In the coming days, we'll bring you Michael's interviews with the leaders of two Hong Kong pro-democracy parties who explain why they support Occupy Central and oppose any screening or vetting of chief executive candidates.